And there's a wonderful Zen proverb that I used in this writing that I'd like to share with you. It's very simple. It says, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. Period. Now, what this means to me is that enlightenment doesn't mean that our problems are going to go away. It doesn't mean that we're going to have to stop chopping wood and carrying water. We're going to have to stop working and we can just sit around and contemplate our navels for the rest of our lives. It has to do with how you approach what it is that you do, what your belief about it is, what your inner world, what that insular Tahiti tells you about what it is that you're doing. I'm going to tell you a story. It's just an astonishing thing. It happened just a couple of weeks ago. It was a holiday. So everything was closed down. And I decided that I was going to wash my car. So I took my car out, and I put it right in front of the house, right in front of the front door. And there's just a little alcove where there's a whole bunch of flowers that my wife has planted in there. And that's where we keep this hose. So the hose was all coiled up in there and everything. And I got the rags and the towels and the soaps and all of the things that I used to wash the car out. And I went back in there and I turned the water on. But the hose wasn't coming out far enough to reach the car. So I just gave it a gentle tug. I swear it was a gentle tug. And I just went like this, like that. And all of a sudden, I hear this scream over the intercom, which is right next to where I had just pulled this up, and it's my wife in the shower saying something to the effect, whatever you just did, all the water in the house has stopped. I'm in the shower. I've got soap all over my hair. Get it fixed. I look over, and it's Old Faithful. I mean, there is water pouring out of the ground, just right out of the ground. I mean, a ton of water, like a spout of water. And I immediately, because I'm not known as the Mr. Handyman, my kids over here are laughing at me, but, you know, my Indian name is I Write the Checks, all right? And I usually just find somebody to fix these kind of things. That's just not what I do. I'm a poet and a prophet. So I immediately went over and I tried to put my foot on this hole, and my foot just went flying off like this because the water was coming out of there. I mean, thousands of gallons. And there's a little water meter right in front of the house. And I went over and I looked at the water meter and it was going like this. And I could just see the water bill when it was going to be coming in. So I went back and I knocked on the door, and my wife's in the, you know, she's back there. She's saying, what in the world did you do? What happened? Well, I reached in where that was happening, and I happened to just bring this over with me tonight. And I brought, this is it. This is a true story. I grabbed this, and it came right out of the ground. And the water was, you know, that was the Old Faithful blowing up there. And I'm standing there, and my wife opens the door with soap all over her hair, standing there. She said, what did I say, honey? I don't know what happened. I was just standing there, and she goes, well, Hercules. She said, in my next life, I'm going to marry a real man, which really got to me. Eh? Instead of a poet, I'm going to marry a real man who can fix things. So, but all the time, what was that? All the time this thing was happening, there was a part of me that was watching this, truly. And my wife said the very same thing, that I said, I'm going to laugh at this. There's going to come a time when I'm going to laugh at this. Because then we got on the telephone, and we called the water company, and it was a holiday, so nobody's going to come out. So he's giving instructions to my wife, who's standing there with the soap all over and no clothes on how to turn the water off to the house. And it's like in front of the water meter, and I had to reach down in, and there were 10 billion ants in there, in this place, and I tried to get it with a pair of pliers, and he told me you have to have a special tool. Of course, I have no tools at all. And I finally got this thing, you know, turned off, and the plumber came out on a holiday, and, You know, I asked the plumber, I couldn't believe the bill he handed me. I said, my God, I said, my physician doesn't charge me that much. He said, when I was a physician, you know, I didn't charge that much either. I'm a plumber now. That's why I changed.